Rockauto.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Stephanie with you tonight.
And Brian Sovereign.
And Mark.
We're glad to be with you on this Sunday evening. FreeTalkLive.com is our website. And hey, if you want to keep up with Free Talk Live, if you want to get some updates, live updates during the show while it's going on, as well as the big announcements like when Free Talk Live adds another radio station or has something major to let everyone know about, then head over to news.freetalklive.com. You're going to find links there to our Twitter and Facebook accounts where you can follow us and get a chance to interact with other listeners by tweeting at Free Talk Live or tweeting at people who also tweet at Free Talk Live, or go on Facebook and interact with people there. You can also sign up for Free Talk Live's email list and get emailed updates whenever something more major happens. So the email list is for the big news. The Twitter and Facebook pages are more for, you know, live updates during the show, sort of the, you know, little details of what's going on. All right, and that's at news.freetalklive.com. Well, let's go to the phones, gentlemen. I think we're starting off the third hour of the show, first of all, and we've got a couple of calls on the line. Let's see if we can talk to Greg in Utah. Greg, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey. I was on last. We put you on the radio here.
Thanks, Greg.
Here in the studio. Yeah.
Awesome.
I was listening to the comments that have been made on the religion side of things. One thing that seems to be missing, a lot of people don't realize, is that if they really understood Christ, it was all about freedom. You have the freedom to do what you want.
There's supposed to be freedom in Christ Jesus.
Yeah. Okay, freedom. Okay. Now, you take what's been going on. As long as this country has been free, it's been prosperous. Any nation that tries to force, which it was the same battle that was fought in heaven before we were here, and, you know, the seven more, you know, Lucifer, whatever, wanted to force everybody. It was about freedom. And, of course, Christ's plan was picked. We came here to be free.
Let me ask you this one about freedom here, just real quick, if I could. Now, God wanted to keep knowledge from individuals through the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and Satan wanted people to have knowledge. Wouldn't that be the opposite in this case, in that story, that Satan, in fact, wanted to free people by giving them knowledge, and God wanted to do the opposite, imprison them through ignorance?
I think that's the most Adam and Eve story is the most misunderstood, story there is. That reminds me, that's what the Freemasons teach, too, that Lucifer was the good guy because he wanted to give everybody knowledge.
I'm certainly not teaching that. I'm just asking a question.
Yeah. Well, the deal is he commanded him to do two things, and you had to do one to do the other. He commanded him to multiply and replenish the earth. But he also commanded him not to take of the tree of knowledge. They could have sat there in their state of bliss forever and never had children. But in order to have children, they had to partake of that tree of knowledge and partake of that fruit.
So it was by design that sin came into the world?
Sure, it's been, yeah.
How can a person be held responsible for that?
Why are women punished with painful menstruations and all these
childbirth things? That's what I learned, in my religious upbringing, was that it was the curse of Eve. You know, it being born female was a punishment for the sins of Eve because... Go ahead, Greg.
I don't believe we're cursed from anything that Adam and Eve did. We came here on our own volition because we wanted to, you know, just like Abraham. We did exist before we were here because he said, before I knew thee, I formed thee in the belly. Before I come forth out of the womb, he basically ordained it. So he knew him before he was ever born.
Okay, you're talking and predestination.
Not predestination, but, the Pharisees asked, we're asking Christ, how come this man was born blind? He says, was it because he'd sinned?
Yeah, it was to show God's glory, sure.
Yeah, they understood that.
Well, Greg, let me ask you this. Let me kind of switch things here. When was this country Christian? Like, when did it stop being Christian?
Well, can see the change when they ripped everything out of the schools back in 63.
Okay. Now let me ask this. Let me ask this, Greg. Okay. Yeah. Then why does Lincoln sit in a representation of the Temple of Jupiter? Why is the George Washington Monument? And now all these things were built in, or designed at least, in the 19th century. Why is that a gigantic obelisk representative of a phallic symbol in Egypt?
Let's take that subject, okay? We go back to when Christ was being tested for 40 days and 40 nights, and he sat there with him and said, "See all these kingdoms? I'll give them all to you."
But then you're saying that America was never Christian.
No.
Because from the beginning, they decided on these symbols.
He was telling Christ it was a true temptation because Satan had control of the kingdoms back then. And he knew he was going to have control of them in the future. He said, you know, you can buy anything with money, basically. Armies.
So then why do Christians bother trying to make this nation Christian if it's always going to be under Satan's control?
Well, they're not. It's not. As far as I'm concerned, this is a testing ground. I wasn't so religious when I was a kid, but I had a series of dreams, okay? And they scared me, and they were repeating dreams. Well, when I grew up, some 20 years later, I saw those dreams like they were, like I'd had them. I told somebody about them, and I actually called them, and it blew them away, because I had already described exactly what happened, and it happened. And to know the future, there has to be a creator, someone who can give you that knowledge. And so I took a different course.
Greg, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate your thoughts.
You know, this is one of the things that that turns me into a theist. That is the sort of the things that happen that are kind of unexplainable. And he's talking about these dreams that occurred for him. And
we can't explain it, so it must be God.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, it's those are the people
or
want
Satan.
To explain things. I don't believe in Satan for a second.
Well, Greg does. How do you reconcile that?
No, well,
everybody has all these different mystical beliefs, and I don't know, they don't mesh together.
No, they don't.
But, I mean, there are lots of things that people thought were God back in the olden days, right, like fire or the other things that they couldn't explain.
Oh, I think
meteor
the sun
showers.
Is an awesome God. Now, if you're going to have a God, have a God that you know, consistently rises and sets, that you can count on, that creates life, all life on the planet.
But the conception of God that most people have is not predictable. You know, it's completely irrational. It's like, well, you have to please him somehow, but you don't know exactly how.
Well, and I don't like, okay, and fine. So let's pretend, and it is pretend, that somehow, you know, certain Christians or whichever were seeing the future. Okay, now one can make the case, you can look at like the book of Daniel and you can like see all the kingdoms lined up and how they were all, how the whole history of the earth is going to play out. And he couldn't keep 6 million Jews from dying.
Yeah, that's an important question.
I don't get it. Just like, okay, now
that's
Greg,
because it doesn't make sense.
No, right. I mean, okay, so after it's done, then we understand the glory of God. That's nonsense. That is absolute nonsense. That to prove his glory, people have to die? No thanks.
Well, if we're living in a world where the powers and principalities and rulers in heavenly places is the more real place, then the life and death on this planet is meaningless. I mean, this is just this is completely meaningless. The only thing that matters is this afterlife, where you know you go wherever it is that you go and you do whatever it is that you do afterwards, and depending on who you believe and you know what the story is that's what's going to happen. So. You know, Christians and theists all around the world have different sort of explanations for why, you know, tragedies occur. And everybody experiences tragedies. And, you know, I don't think that the tragedy one is a good sort of rebuttal to theism. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, really, for me, the only thing I ever want to rebut is the existence of hell, because, you know, that one is one's...
I don't know. It's nice that Greg put us on the radio. I assume he agrees with Free Talk Live on some things, but personally, you know, I am not convinced by another person's repeating dream. You know, like, that's not enough evidence to convince me that God exists or I should become a Christian.
No, but maybe it'll be enough for him.
Perhaps, but I think there could probably be some other explanations for that, too. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Tell us what you think about religion or anything else that's on your mind. More coming up.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Amarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Amarin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40 so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday night edition with Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we are into the third hour of the show. I think Mark wants to talk about something else besides religion.
I am dying to talk about it.
First, I want to let you know about something that's important to us, though. If you enjoy Free Talk Live, if you want to have a way to help Free Talk Live for free, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com. And there you'll find links to other websites that Free Talk Live has affiliate-type relationships with. So that means if you enter those websites through Free Talk Live's link, then Free Talk Live is going to get a small referral fee for anything you purchase. It doesn't affect your purchase price at all. It's just, you know, a quick, easy way to say thanks to Free Talk Live if you like what we do. And we thank you very much for that at shop.freetalklive.com. Okay, Mark, I think you have the candy cigarettes article that we were going to get into next.
From StarTribune.com.
Oh, sorry. By the way, 855-450-FREE. That's our phone number, 855-450-3733.
In a back-in-the-day soda shop in St. Paul has been busted for selling cigarettes made of candy.
Dastardly.
Leiden, yep. Leiden's. Said, this is the name of the place, said a city inspections official came in last week and gave the shop a warning and added that a misdemeanor citation with a $500 fine would be next if the non-carcinogenic confections continued to be sold. We got busted by the city of St. Paul. Oops, the shop tweeted. Candy cigarettes, bubblegum cigars, and bubblegum made to look like chewing tobacco have been among a host of vintage sugary treats that Leiden's has kept in stock since it opened back in April. Now, I don't know what it was like for you when you were a kid, but there was Big League Chew when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, bubblegum cigars were definitely out there. They were in, like, pastel pink and frosty mini green. Mm-hmm. I think there might have been even a purple one, if I remember correctly.
Oh, we definitely had candy cigarettes. Actually, I remember knowing a few girls that I went to school with.
And you're more than a decade younger than I.
Right, yes. This would have been in the 90s, yeah. So I was in high school.
I'm talking about the 70s.
And there were a few girls that I knew who had started smoking real cigarettes and wanted to quit, and so they were using candy cigarettes as sort of like a replacement for that.
Interesting.
Trying to help themselves quit. I don't know if it worked.
Yeah, but it, you know, as the case may be, that's what they were using. So we had no idea, Toby Leiden said Wednesday, and I assume that probably Leiden's is named after Toby's surname here, lamenting that she can no longer sell the white candy sticks with red tips. Her best-selling candy. We don't want to get them the bad side of St. Paul. Of course, St. Paul's now making it so that they can't sell their best-selling candy.
Wow.
Leiden said
they're probably the only shop left that had these things, too.
Yep. Nearly all the candy cigarette purchases were made by adults. Oh, we had these when I was little, she said she would often hear. We weren't trying to promote smoking or tobacco use of any kind, and just what would prompt a bureaucrat to ferret out such a nefarious activity? Well, somebody saw it in the shop, and they told on them.
Really?
Yep, that's what it came to.
So basically, somebody, you know, didn't like the fact that they had candy cigarettes. Probably this person believes that it's promoting smoking, right?
Right.
And they could not think of any other way to handle that problem, like talking to the shop owner, for instance. You know, this is a small business.
Well, I wouldn't remove it. If somebody came and said and talked to me, I wouldn't remove it either. The fact is that
some people might, though, right?
Might.
Like if your customer complains and says, hey, have you ever thought about it this way? Maybe this might encourage some people to pick up cigarettes or confuse kids or something.
Yeah, well, you know,
I don't agree with that, but maybe
halfway between two untruths is not the truth. And this is, you know, you could talk to me about it, but if I'm selling the vast majority of my candy cigarettes to adults, and some adults want to give their candy cigarettes to their children. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, that's not my business.
Yeah, so maybe the person who had a problem with it, the person who chose to snitch to the state, basically, maybe they talk to the shop owner and they say, yeah, I understand your concern. However, we sell them pretty much all exclusively to adults, and don't worry about this.
You really think that that's going to stop the zealot that's willing to call the
law? It could. At least it's not going. The point I'm making is that it seems like this person could not think of any other options to try to solve what they saw as a problem except using force.
The only option to solve what they want is to make those people stop selling candy cigarettes, and there is only one way to do that, and that's to use the force of government.
No, there's not. There are many different ways. So, like, you know, it's at least if they talk to the person, if they talk to the shop owner, there's a chance that it could have been resolved that way. You said it wouldn't work on you, but it could have been resolved one way or the other, either by the complaining party dropping their complaint or by the shop owner changing their policy.
Well, right? What if the policy was, I just don't think this would make them very happy, but what if the policy was, I will only sell the candy, cigarette, and tobacco products to, the fake tobacco products to children. If it's two children, they must have an adult present. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's not going to make somebody happy. I really just don't.
Well, you don't know until they talk about it.
And I don't know, but I think that the people that are willing to get involved in somebody's business in this manner are likely to use the government. It just seems like those folks.
Yeah, that was kind of the point I was making. I was just lamenting that nobody thinks about this person didn't think about voluntary solutions to the problem. They went straight to the forceful solution. They went straight to the state.
I suspect it's a personality type. Especially in this circumstance.
Maybe, or maybe their past experiences affected them. They weren't shown any ways in their young life to negotiate problems without using force, so they believe that force is the only solution.
This isn't a problem for that person. It's a problem what other people are doing. They're meddling in other folks' business. I grew up in an age with candy cigarettes. Lots of people didn't smoke cigarettes.
Well, it's a problem for everybody, because if there are people walking around out there who believe that violence is the only solution to problems, do you see how that's a problem for everyone?
Yeah, I see that what their solution is a problem, but these people believe that candy cigarettes make kids smoke. And I think it's ludicrous, but they
it's gum. That's all it is. It's gum.
True. Right. And people, sometimes they can change their beliefs.
You can't fix dumb by talking to somebody. I've had lots of dumb people have lots of problems with businesses.
Okay, labeling them dumb isn't necessarily...
All right. People with unreasonable requests. Worked in retail
that's your
all
opinion.
My life.
They have a concern, okay?
Yeah.
Even if you think their concern is dumb, they still have that. And if you're going to try to persuade them to shop at your store, right, then it's your responsibility to try to address that, right? You can't just go around labeling people dumb and then saying, oh, they're so dumb, they should have shopped at my store, right?
This isn't about labeling somebody dumb. This is about somebody who's, going to use the government to get what they want. I mean, they just aren't going to see another option, and they see.
I disagree with that. I haven't found that to be the case. In every time somebody wants to complain to the state or complain to the police, sometimes
well,
you
I
can.
Think that there's other
I've had experiences where I've talked to people and de-escalated the situation without it going to the state or the police.
I hear you. And if you're talking about, something going on in a neighborhood where one neighbor's, has a problem with another neighbor, yep. I think that's perfect for talking to somebody. But this is a circumstance where one person has power over another person. That power comes from the state, some stupid ordinance that says, St. Paul, you can't sell candy cigarettes. And they're not going to give up until they get what they want. Now, they could talk to you and get you to do what they want, but they're going to threaten you all the way. Look, you're either going to take these candy cigarettes out here because I told you, or I'm going to tell the law and you're going to take them out then.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm skeptical that it couldn't be resolved in a peaceful manner. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's the Sunday night edition. I'm Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
FreeTalkLive.com is our website. You will also find the AMP program there if you enjoy what Free Talk Live does. Not necessarily if you agree 100% with everything we have to say, because Lord knows that not everybody does, right, Mark?
No, indeed.
What does the Lord know?
What? Oh, I'm sorry. I used a little figure of speech because, you know. Anyway, amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. If you think Free Talk Live is an effective way to spread the message of liberty, if you enjoy the entertainment that Free Talk Live provides, those are all reasons that you might want to become an amplifier of the show. You can make a small monthly pledge, $5 a month. It's not too much, probably not a big financial burden on anybody, but it really helps Free Talk Live, and as the name implies, helps us advertise, market, and promote the show. So,
$1.25 a week, that's not a coffee. That's not a cup of coffee.
Oh, it's worth every penny.
Yeah, especially when you're getting free content 7 days a week, right, from Free Talk Live. 2 hours of totally free content released on our podcast feed. So I would say that's a bargain. And speaking of that, if you like the podcast, Free Talk Live amplifiers also get a commercial-free version of the Free Talk Live podcast. So if that entices you, one more time, amp.freetalklive.com. Okay, Mark, I want to hear more about the candy cigarettes thing. We kind of got hung up on the idea of, like, whether this is a, you know, is just a type of person that absolutely cannot be reasoned with. There's no possibility that if the person with the complaint about the candy cigarettes and the shop owner were to talk to one another, that it couldn't be worked out amicably. We got stuck on that question, but I want to hear the rest of the story about the candy cigarettes ban or the... Is it a ban or...
It's a ban.
Okay, and that was handed down by the city council in...
2009.
Okay, gotcha.
The spokesman for the city's safety inspections department said the complaint came in to his agency on December the 13th. An investigator visited Leiden's on the 19th. Apparently, this is a real public health issue because they waited 6 days. I mean, if this, just think how many kids picked up smoking because of these candy cigarettes in that 6 days.
Oh, the horror.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an eternity.
Yep. The forbidden products were immediately removed from the sales floor, and a unanimous city council outlawed candy smokes and cartoon character lighters.
I'm surprised they didn't raid the candy shop like War on Drugs style. SWAT team. You know, bus in.
Thank goodness they
didn't. All their candy cigarettes.
Yeah, they had cited a study showing that these products encourage youngsters to take up smoking tobacco. You know, I'd love to see the study and how these things were come up with, but I tend to be somewhat skeptical. And you know, I mean, the idea that so many of my kids my age, you know. Have these candy cigarettes. It just doesn't seem likely.
See, why wouldn't they come to the conclusion that kids will start with these, bubblegum cigars and gum cigarettes, fake cigarettes? Why won't they come to the conclusions that maybe when the kids turn 14, 15, 16 or something, they'll go, you know what, this is really stupid. Why would I even pick up those other ones over there? Or, I mean, it's crazy to think that they're just automatically going to do the bad thing.
I think the idea behind this, if I were to try to get into the mindset of people who oppose candy cigarettes, is that they make cigarettes look cool, you know, and they make it look like it's a glamorous thing to be smoking.
I don't think we're in that world anymore. You know, there was a time, I believe, you know, when I was growing up that cigarettes looked cool.
Yeah.
I don't think that we live there anymore. Cigarettes are so out of style that...
I think it's getting less in movies and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, a lot less.
A lot of people...
Of course, less forcibly, though.
Is it really?
I mean, like, you used to be able to watch a Tom Snyder show in the 80s, and he would be smoking on set with all his guests, and that's not allowed anymore on NBC or ABC or any of those big
things. Is it because of a government reason, or is it just the rule of the...
I think the government pressures the ratings boards that make the ratings.
I do believe that's an FCC. I could be corrected on that, though.
Yeah, we have to look that up. Yeah. Anyway, it says here, one person wrote, got a bunch of comments decrying the enforced action here. One person wrote, I just got through the bag of gummy bears. Now I can't stop thinking about where I can find a real bear to eat. That's ludicrous, right?
That's funny.
Yeah, well, you know, gummy bears make me want to eat real bears.
It's a gateway.
It's a gateway drug. Several countries prohibit the sale of candy cigarettes, including Australia, Canada, and Thailand. That makes it okay. Argumentum ad populum.
Thailand prohibits candy cigarettes, but not child prostitution.
I'm shocked.
There you go. They probably prohibit that, too. They just don't successfully.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't know much about Thailand. Excuse my ignorance, but that's what you hear. But, you know, Mark, this brings up a question for me. So the city council banned candy cigarettes in 2009, according to this piece. And now in 2012, there's just some kind of do-gooder who's trying to take advantage of that ban and make sure it's applied to this particular candy shop. But... Government passes so many laws on every level all the time, you know, be it the federal, state, or local government, or even like a neighborhood association or something. How is one supposed to keep up with these laws?
In this case, I don't think it's, the worst thing that you could say is that this candy store might not have opened up in the city limits of St. Paul. But they weren't punished in any way. There's just like they just removed them from the shows. They just came in and say, hey, you're not allowed to sell these things, guys. Pull them off. And they did. Now, in this case, these candy cigarettes were some of their best-selling candy.
Yeah, so that does hurt their business, yeah.
So it hurts their business in that way. And maybe they would have chosen not to move into the city, but you have to consider walk-by traffic and all these other things. And, you know,
move to New Hampshire. You can sell candy cigarettes here.
If
you do it illegally, you'll probably have people backing you up.
it hurts productivity, but in this case, they didn't really, you know, the store owner didn't get thrown in jail or anything like that. I tend to think this is just kind of silly, and it's just more of the evidence of this kind of namby-pamby, you know,
namby-pamby?
Namby-pamby nanny state that we live in.
What does namby-pamby mean?
Kind of wussy. You know, everything's dangerous. You know, there's sharp edges everywhere. Watch out, people. It's a bad, bad, dangerous world, and you must be kept safe.
Mm-hmm.
And by mommy government. That's what I see it as. You know, if people are letting their kids buy candy cigarettes, I know I did. There was they used to have not only the bubblegum cigarettes, which I certainly got and would light the ends of them on fire with a stove, but they also had these candy ones where they were like white chalky candy, and they had a thin right. hole in the middle, and if you blew out of it, it would blow just a little bit of sort of fake smoke right. out.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, like you were talking about the nanny state or like these kind of like real parental style, kind of like let's protect people from everything, protect them from themselves. It's funny that there's such a focus on candy cigarettes when there are like so much bigger things going on.
Well,
for instance, people sending their children to the state for 15,000 hours in somebody, you know, some stranger's hands where sexual abuse is pretty prevalent and physical abuse is prevalent in the school system.
Right, but speaking of bigger things, why not ban cigarettes? You know, yeah. if cigarettes are the actual, that's the core of the problem
like
is cigarettes. Why didn't they just ban cigarettes? What's this, you know, namby-pambying around?
Right. kind of interesting, yeah.
They don't need to ban cigarettes. I mean, cigarette smoking is on the decline. I don't support smoking, and
I don't either.
I don't smoke myself.
Right. Yeah. So therefore, the correlation between candy, cigarettes, and smoking has to be on the decline, too.
What do you mean by that?
Like, well, I would think that if they cited some study that says that, you know, candy cigarettes leads to smoking. Mm-hmm. When was the study done?
Yeah.
I would love to know that and information.
Uh-huh.
But
you're saying there's no real evidence that candy cigarettes do lead to smoking, and you can't really study that anymore because candy cigarettes have been all but regulated out of existence.
Sure. I mean, I think that if you can make the claim, it's because cigarettes look cool. And I don't think cigarettes look cool anymore. I think they looked cool, you know, maybe in the 80s, more so in the 70s, and, you know, go back, you know, you continue to go back in the decades, and they look more and more so. But, you know, I think the 80s were probably the last time cigarettes really looked cool, and now they just kind of look pathetic. I mean, that's certainly the way I see it. Maybe there's somebody out there that still thinks, well, yeah, that's rough and tough. But I don't think they do.
I'm shocked they didn't do like what Canada does, where they put on the cigarette packs, you know, they put these really gruesome pictures of like your mouth or just something terrible happening to you. Why didn't they just toss those on? There's so many things they could have done besides banning. It's like, look, you're going to have cavities.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733 to get in touch with Free Talk Live tonight. Tell us what you think about this candy cigarettes ban. I mean, do you support it? It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed
guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free. All for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. We're kicking off the final segment of tonight's program. It's the Live Sunday Show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can call us if you do it quickly at 855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-3733. I think we're going to try to sneak in one last story here about something that has an interesting name. It's called the Dairy Cliff. You heard of this, Mark?
I have just read the title.
The Dairy Cliff.
Yes, I've heard it's going to cream consumers. This is the headline here from the Wall Street
Better
Journal.
Make this story for all it's worth.
It's yeah. It's the cream rises to the top.
It's curdling already.
I got nothing.
These analogies have gone sour.
That's right. Anyway, this is by James Bovard. Current farm programs, which consist of massive subsidies, price supports, and various marketing restrictions, were enacted in 2008 and expire on December 31st. That should be cause for rejoicing, except that the system is rigged against consumers and taxpayers, he says. Instead of Americans enjoying a bounty after the clock runs out, federal farm policy will automatically revert to a farm bill drawn up in 1949 that will compel the Department of Agriculture to roughly double the price supports for dairy and other farm products, thanks to a mystical doctrine called parity. The doctrine was concocted by the Department of Agriculture economists in the 1920s to, quote, prove that farmers were entitled to higher prices than the market provided. The official parity...
entitled?
Yeah, they have a right to get paid for their milk, I guess.
Well, everybody has a right to get paid for any product that they sell, but they don't have the right to get the price that
you
want.
Yeah, there's no set price.
The official parity calculation was based on the ratio of farm prices to non-farm prices between 1910 and 1914, the most prosperous non-wartime years for farmers in American history. So they took these prices from a time period in history, they compared the prices from farms to non-farms for milk, and then they based these calculations of what was a fair price for milk on that, which, I mean...
Are they accounting for inflation?
I don't know. Well, maybe we'll find out here.
Inflation's one thing, but you've got to consider how technology changes things too.
Right.
I mean, if you compare how many hours one worked to buy,
they were milking those cows by hand.
Yeah, it was that price based upon how hard it was to do it.
Right.
Sure.
I mean, you know, that's involved because that's what a person's willing to sell at to some extent.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, that.
Wow. So they're probably getting a great deal, or I mean, like the farmers.
Well,
are.
Great for them, poor for everybody else.
Exactly.
Those subsidies have to come from somewhere, and that's from, you know, you and me. Even if we don't eat milk or drink milk, even if we're allergic to milk.
You're on this paleo diet. Does that involve very much dairy?
You can't milk a wild animal, so I say no to dairy. That was a recent change for me, that dairy was like one of the last things I gave up. But
did you find it made it really a difference as far as health goes?
Yes, it did, yeah.
How so?
So I recently found out that I have an allergy in my family to milk products.
Okay.
That runs, so genetically I'm probably predisposed. So, but when I stopped eating dairy, and then I would like fall off the wagon and eat some cheese or something like that, I would wake up with a stuffy nose the next day, and then I also had gut problems. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now I avoid it. And this happened like 4 or 5 times when I had been off dairy and then started it again. So to me, that's some evidence that it's probably not the best thing for me to
it's
be.
It's close enough to science for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, admittedly, I do the paleo diet pretty much, but I do include dairy. I don't know of any... for myself, any side effects, but then I've never tried
tried giving it up.
Yeah, I've never tried giving it up.
I didn't think there were any side effects for me either until I gave it up, and then it was like, that definitely does make a difference.
I find the you can't milk a wild animal claim to be specious because, you know, children milk mothers all the time.
Yeah, breast
so
milk.
We're all...
But that's
calling
for
mothers a wild animal?
Well, depends
some
on the
of them
mother.
Are.
Yeah.
Well, cow milk is different than human milk, too.
Right? It certainly is. And humans have consumed all kinds of milk throughout history. I know the Mongolians survived on mare's milk.
Really? I thought they milked the Yetis in the...
That's funny.
The horrible joke.
Is that another Bigfoot joke?
Yes. I know you love large... mysterious primates.
I do.
So if the market price of milk, going back to this article by Bovard, if the market price of milk, for example, fell below parity, the Department of Agriculture intervened in markets in various ways to provide a price floor to prevent to benefit dairy producers. This mechanism has been in place for generations, gouging taxpayers and consumers long after full-time farmers became far wealthier than average Americans. And this is true. I mean, the farm subsidies in this country are pretty huge. In recent decades, parity was disregarded as the primary gauge for most subsidy programs, even as farm state congressmen conceded it was a nonsensical standard, given the profound changes in the economy since 1914. Yet parity remains on the statute books. And so
it had just been ignored, basically.
Yeah, and it's like it's something sunsetted, basically, and it went back to this policy from the pre-1950s, World War II era. And so if Congress fails to act, the price of milk and other dairy products will soar. Consumers and much of the food industry will get creamed. Milk now sells for an average $3.53 per gallon nationwide.
Okay.
Almost on par with gasoline, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics consumer price data. Once parity kicks in, the price could quickly soar to $7 a gallon, said the Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack. The USDA could burn through billions of tax dollars buying up dairy products.
I wonder if we're going to see a lot less milk sold. I mean, people are going to say, whoa, never mind.
Yeah, well, so, and then what would happen is the USDA could burn through billions of tax dollars buying up dairy products that are unwanted at exorbitant prices. So when people say, forget it, $7 a gallon for milk, I'll have some coconut milk or almond milk or something.
Mm-hmm. So, but they're still going to end up buying it.
Right, the government will buy it up, with tax dollars. And maybe even, like, spoiled dairy products. So, I mean, it's just madness. This is what happens when government intervenes in a market. You know, like, just let the price of milk go to what it is naturally. And, you know, if the price of milk, quote, needs to be propped up, you know, if they're getting subsidies, that's going to encourage more people to go into the milk business, right? It's going to encourage more dairy farmers to come out. And then that would drive the price down even more because there's already an excess of milk, right? That's why the price is low. But if they subsidize it and prop the price up, that's like a market signal to farmers to go into dairy production. So it's like the opposite of what they intend.
It's never going to work. I mean, you know, why are price controls bad ideas in the rest of the marketplace? But on food, we've got to have them. I mean, you know, everybody considers the government to be an unaccountable agency who, you know, is inefficient. Obviously, you're talking about them slingshotting back to 70-year-old rules here that were, I mean, no one's going to claim that these are a good idea because they were overrun by other rules in the past. These are just kind of underlying rules that they'll end up, you know, going back to. That doesn't make any sense. So, yeah, I mean, this is the perfect time. Let's just go ahead and get the government out of milk. Let's get the government out of eggs. Let's get the government out of food. Yeah. Let's get the government
out of your life. Wheat, soy, corn, to anything else.
When you look at electronics, the electronics industry is the only one where the prices are actually, the products are getting genuinely better every year, and then the prices are going drastically down. Why is that? Because there's very little regulation because it's such a new development.
Yeah, the government hasn't quite figured it out.
Right. They haven't figured out how to really, you know, tax this baby.
To mess it up.
Yeah. And the proof is in the pudding right there.
Yeah. Pudding's got dairy in it.
Yeah, it's true. So that skin on top.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, that's all you have to do. There are real world examples. You can say, well, you don't know that. That's all theoretical. It's not theoretical. It's right there in your face. You can see you're getting a better product. You're getting exceptionally cheaper. And it's because no one's involved in regulating it.
Oh, but Brian, nobody's life depends on an iPhone. People need calcium. And so you have to have the government to step in and subsidize the milk.
There's people who were buried underneath, you know, gigantic avalanches of snow that would disagree about those being important to their life because that's how they got the rescuers to get to them. But I know, I realize your joke. So.
Right.
So, and, I mean, you know, there are all kinds of nutritional type people saying that milk's not good for people at all. I mean, you know, you don't consume it. So why in the world should I be forced to pay for something that I may or may not consider to be a good idea? We drink milk at my house, but we drink raw milk that's unsubsidized.
Right.
At least far less.
Well, there's a whole other area where government is in people's milk. It's saying that they can't consume raw milk products and raw milk cheese or raw milk itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people have been doing that for a very long time. Yeah, there could be some risks, right? Especially if it's improperly handled, you could get listeria, right? So, but inform people about that. Don't just ban it, right? And now it's turning Amish farmers into criminals.
People claim that there are benefits to raw milk, that there's all kinds of enzymes in there that when it gets pasteurized that, you know, that aren't there any longer. I don't know. I think that people make all kinds of claims about diets, and it's really difficult to know what's right and what's wrong, and basically it has to work for you. And I find it very, you know, it's dizzying. I just saw that they're trying to, you know, I think it was mealworms or something like that. You know, we need to eat more mealworms and stop eating beef, because it's, you know, 100 times more efficient.
Oh, yum.
Yeah. Yay!
Well, okay, in Africa, they do consume a lot more insects. It's a cheap source of protein and healthy fats, and it's just really a cultural barrier as to why Americans don't really eat many insects.
Indeed.
Except the worm that comes in the tequila bottle. And this has been Free Talk Live. We'll be back in 21 hours. Ian and Mark and probably Julia will be here serving you for your listening pleasure. FreeTalkLive.com is our website in the meantime, and thanks for joining us this evening.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
A
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex.